Hey, it's Coach Peff. Hey guys, it's Josh Peffley, aka Coach Peff, coming at you with today's podcast. And today's podcast is about fear and why we should not be afraid or as afraid as we typically are. And the reason why I'm bringing this today, it applies with jobs, relationships, basically anything where we get scared. If you get an injury and it's life-threatening and you're nervous, that's okay. But I had this driving as I was leaving the house. I go to Barnes & Noble's, try to go almost every day to get some work done. I like to sit and focus. And as I'm on the highway flipping through songs, I just remember I sat there and thought of myself singing in front of people for some reason. And the lyrics were, "Do not be afraid, I am with you." Okay. Those lyrics are what saved me. Back when I was... Well, to start it out, I believe everybody's in your life for a reason, to teach you something. And they're only meant to stay for as long as God wants them to. Until you are taught. I just got out of a relationship December 2016, a 3-year relationship, and as heartbroken as I was, I still had a lot of love to give, so I hopped into a rebound relationship, which only lasted not even a month, maybe two. And at the time, I didn't really know what the purpose was. This was the first time I got out of a relationship. I wasn't really into faith or believing about things are meant. And I was just living life like everybody does. I didn't really think much about it. And at the time when, I'm going to call her Mo. That's some initials, but Mo, we'll say Mo. When I met Mo, and that really doesn't sound good because it sounds like a guy. But when I met Mo, it was right, I would say 3 weeks after I had broken up with my ex of 3 years. And me and her got close to the point where I asked her. I was confident and cocky because I was this good-looking guy at the time. I was a trainer at the gym. And she added me on Facebook. So I thought, I was like, I'm going to message her. And I messaged her. We talked a bit. I said hi to her in person. And from there, we started hitting it off. I was cocky, so I asked her out on a date, saying like, you know what, we're going, like, we're doing it. And she was like, okay, that's fine. And we started talking. And now the reason why I'm telling you this is because at the time with my ex, I'm gonna call her D. When I was dating D, I actually shied away from my faith because D was not into religion. Her family kind of was, her grandmother was, but she wasn't as much. She didn't grow up in it. And instead of going to church every Sunday, I shied away from it too because I felt forced. Instead of looking at my mom as her guiding me, like it was her obligation to do through Christ, to guide her children in the way that she's supposed to lead us in faith, which I am so blessed that she has done that. I had a hiccup in life and I started to get away from it. And looking back now, I don't know how I could, but it happens. And I was out of church, going to church and like losing faith kind of for about a year to a year and a half. As devastated as my mom was, she had faith in God that he had a purpose. And she knew that most likely I would come back. I just needed my time. And this is when Mo came into play. And at the time, like I said, I had lots of love to give. So as I was, just got over a breakup, I met Mo and I was still in that loving stage. I was with this girl for, D for 3 years to the point where a part of me wanted to marry her and a part of me knew it wasn't right. It wasn't it. There was something else for me in life. And when Mo came around, she was very into faith too, which I was glad. It was heartwarming. So thankfully, within our short time of knowing each other, she introduced me back to the church. I started going with her. I started going to myself. And it was one of the toughest things because I actually felt that God hated me. I felt like if I wasn't going, he wasn't going to be there. He was judging me. And It was one of the worst feelings because this guy, this thing I look up to, this person, this higher power I look up to doesn't like me. Like, am I going to go to hell, or is he like not going to accept me back? And I sat on this for a while, and I didn't like it. I didn't like the fact that this higher power, this guy I believed in, was going to hate me. And then I talked to some people. I was nervous to come back. It took me about almost a couple months to get back into it. And once I started going back to church and getting back into it, Mo actually, she could see that I wasn't fully invested in her. She could see that there was something else that I was, and she knew I still loved D. So she broke up with me, and I was devastated because that's the second breakup in such a short period of time, and I thought I loved both of them when I only loved the first one, D. And it was a low point in life because here I broke up with two people I thought I loved when I actually loved. Two people I thought I loved. Thanks, big guy. Two people I thought I loved, and sorry, this guy just gave me an Ulta card. And I went to church, and here I am, heartbroken, lost. I think I'm not useless, but I have all this love to give and nobody to give it to. And as I'm sitting in the pew, I forget why, but I was by myself that day. And usually my mom goes with me, and I was by myself this day, and one of the songs is called You Are Mine by, I believe, this guy named David. You Are Mine. And it's a religious song, and the lyric that got to me was, I was scared because I didn't know what was next, and I just didn't know. And I was scared because I thought nobody would ever love me. Or, why am I not able to do these relationships? Like, what's going on? And the lyrics that stood out go, do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you, and you are mine. And with that was the communion hymn where you go up to get the body of Christ, and tears are filling my eyes. I'm sitting in my pew crying, and I wipe them up, clean myself up, and go down to the priest to get Eucharist, and my eyes are filled with tears. I'm sitting here afraid. In this world, we all get afraid of something that doesn't matter. And here I am, I'm afraid because I feel like nobody's going to love me, and these people, these two girls plus other people, like, nobody's going to love me. Like, I'm not lovable. And God's saying, don't be afraid. I'm here. Like, these people, yes, they're my children as well. And as much as I love them, they're not meant for you. Joshua, my son, do not be afraid. I'm with you. I've called you by name. Like, you're here. For a reason. Come and follow me. I will bring you home. Come and follow me. Preach my word in what you do. I love you. You're mine. God was telling me at that moment, there's bigger things in life. So I understand life's going to get hard and this might hurt. But trust me, please, you're not alone. And in that moment, it hit me that he accepted me. He didn't hate me. He wasn't ticked off that I went away. Yeah, he was probably upset, but he's not going to sit there. God's not going to sit there and judge me or punish me. He's happy I'm back. His son is home. So I apply those lyrics to almost everything in life. Because we tend to go through struggles and we look at the negative. We look at all the hard it'll lead to our life. And yes, it will. We only get this one life. And I know everybody says that. We could die tomorrow. Everybody says that. But when you truly look at it, is that we get so scared and so paranoid at certain things, whether it is a breakup or we lose a job or we get an injury that sets us back, or we get a where you get demoted, we get demoted from a job, or something comes into your life that challenges you. And that's all it is. It's a challenge. It's a struggle for a reason, because it's part of growth. And this comes into your life and we look at the negatives and we don't trust that God knows what he's doing. So after that moment, it was tough still. And I was afraid for a while. But as I grow now and to this point now, everything is for a reason. And everybody's in your life for a purpose. Okay? I believe D was in my life to show me what it's like to love and give love unconditionally. I loved her to death. And she is doing great now. And I'm honestly, as much as I never thought I would be, I'm so happy that she is doing amazing. Because she has big things ahead of her. And her and her new boyfriend, hopefully soon to be husband, are doing amazing things. Mo, she was in my life to lead me back to Christ, and I owe her everything for that. I thanked her last month for that, and she was surprised. She said, wow, like, I didn't think I impacted your life that much, but wow, I'm truly blessed to be able to have done that. So, things happen for a reason, and I just wanted to share this story, because as low as I get in life, and I still get low to this day, I it's funny, but it's not. Almost every Saturday is my low day. I literally list it as my low day, where I get in my feels. I get depressed. I get lonely. I question life almost every single Saturday. Because of the journey I'm on involves more work than it does fun. But the thing is, this work's fun. It's fun touching people's lives, and it's fun helping other people. But there's times where I don't feel like I'm helping myself enough. But if you take anything from this, what I truly want you to hear is those lyrics, that lyric, that song. And I'll re-say it right now. It's, do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me. I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. So don't just, if you want to listen to that song, it's called You Are Mine. And I really strongly recommend, if you're going low, if you're low in a low state of life, to please listen to it. If you don't believe, that's fine. Just know that there's a higher power out there that controls the whole earth, the whole universe, everything. We are on a distinct path. I believe in our own free will as well. So we are on this path, but we have the choice to take road A or road B. Road A is going to get you to where you want to go. Road A is going to get you to the promised land. Road B is just going to be obstacles. It's going to lead to road A one day, hopefully, but it's just obstacles we have to overcome. So don't be afraid. But you're like, coach, that's easier said than done. I know it is. Pray. Meditate, reflect. And if you're going through a breakup, I understand. I just got out of a 4-month relationship, my past one, that truly changed my life. And I say that because I was so invested from December of 2016 until March of 2018. I was so focused on others, on other women, on girls, and giving them everything. God put, let's just say, some. God put some in my life. God put some in my life because she was supposed to show me that I'm supposed to love myself. I give out so much love for people, and that's a trait my mom has. I get that curse/blessing from my mom. But God is saying, it is time for you to love yourself and focus on yourself, my child, because I have you on a mission, and there is no more distractions. Sadly, I have a bad taste of love in my mouth now because I tried giving out so much love for the past year and a half, and I have nothing to show for it besides a kind heart. And now instead of giving love to one person, God is saying, you have all this love, you have all this positivity, this growth. I've taught you so many lessons. It is time to share that with the world. Impact others. And that is my mission. I appreciate and I'm so blessed to have all those influences in my life that led me where I am. Every experience, every opportunity that felt like a setback, that felt heartbreaking at the time to now. To now, I'm going for my dream. I'm going to meet one day when that negative taste of love is out of my mouth. I'm going to meet the girl of my dreams, and it's going to be worth it because I'm learning to love myself. So if you struggle with self-love or with fear, do not be afraid. Please. And I'm saying this out of experience because there have been multiple times where I question life. You're not the only one. You're not the only one who laid in bed miserable, who contemplated what purpose life had for you. If you don't believe in God, believe in something. Because you are not put on this earth to just go through the motions. Heartbreak after heartbreak is not meant to just be a heartbreak. It is meant to be growth. Love yourself. Because you're fucking amazing. I don't even know who you are, and you're truly amazing. Find your purpose. Go on your mission. And just be thankful to be where you're at. And for every struggle, even if you're not thankful now, one day you will be. Because you will see the purpose of everything that happened. So thank you for listening. I hope that this was not by me. This was God's word. I just simply translated it. I truly believe that God puts these thoughts in my head to give out to others, to touch others, to lead others. So I ask that if you got anything from this, to please, if somebody could use it and you could believe somebody's going through a tough time and they're scared, to please send them the link. That's all I ask. Other than that, please have a blessed, blessed, blessed Wednesday. Well, today's Wednesday, so you probably all have. And just don't be afraid.